Hey beautiful co-creator, a new podcast, Life Sucks and Now What? So I think we can all agree on this, sometimes life just sucks, you know, big time. Not even a little bit, no, big time. I was shopping with my mother on Sunday and she said something to me like, well, I hope you are going to be able to keep paying the bills after you and Bob are separated. And I just kind of got really mad with her that she even brought that up. You know, I said, well, this isn't helping me, Mom. Yeah, I hope that too, but worrying about it isn't going to help me. There's only one thing that is going to help me, and that is just keep doing the work. If I want to make this work, I'd rather invest my time and energy in working than worrying and talking about it. So I instantly noticed that being mad at her meant something, you know. She means well, I know it. I was rambling on to her, you know, I think I am doing so well. And last year when we changed the business and I lost a lot of clients and money, and then with Daddy in the hospital and the rehabilitation center and with the move and my separation and meeting the love of my life and then him leaving me again and me being heartbroken, I think most people would have fallen over and would have landed in a depression. But I'm still here, you know, doing the business, using it all to grow and learn and helping other people with it and making it work. So I think I have the right to be really proud of myself. And the only thing to get through this is to just keep going, you know. Worrying is not going to bring me anything. So that sounds good, yes, but I really felt my anger, and obviously it wasn't her I was mad about. Yeah, at that moment I was, but she was just a catalyst. She just touched something that was inside of me, you know. So I asked myself, what am I even mad about right now? And suddenly I felt I was really mad at God, mad for putting me through so much this year. And it's still not ending, you know, him still wanting me to go through more stuff. So feeling unconditional love for the first time in my life and him taking it away from me again. So I instantly shared it with my mom. I thanked her for giving me this insight and I gave her a kiss on her cheek and she smiled again, you know. I also didn't want to be mad at her. It's not her fault what I feel or don't feel. So this took about 10 minutes and then I thought, well, I will write about it later to get through it. But I didn't let it affect my day anymore. I parked it because I can be miserable all day long and make everyone around me feel miserable too. But what good is that going to do me, you know, and them? And yesterday morning I did a ton of internal work, you know. Well, it wasn't yesterday anymore when recording this podcast, but the day after that. And I shared it all in my Dutch program, and it's called het Ultieme Geld en Business Manifestatie Programma. And people got a lot out of it. And a couple of days ago I read an amazing book about the twin flame journey. And they also shared that your connection with God has to come number one, and your relationship with yourself second, and the connection with the physical third. The problem is, I did it the other way around most of the time, you know, and I think most people do. Sure, my clients do the inner work, but most of the time it's still limited to what goes on in their mind. Creating a relationship with God is on a whole different level. And before you think I got all religious all of a sudden, well, I'm not, you know. I still have a modern and spiritual outlook on this. I don't see God as a being, but rather as a state of being, the source of all creation. But it is an energy form, and we can talk to it. And though we can form a relationship with him, we can form a relationship with the source of all creation, you know, our own source. Since I have been doing this, I see so many more instant manifestations already in my life, and it's really funny, you know. Some examples: Friday I was talking to one of my friends on the phone and we talked about another friend of ours, and I said, I think I hadn't been totally honest with her in the past about something. I think I'm going to apologize to her. And an hour later she sent me a text message. So we called and we talked and I apologized, and she really appreciated it. So this weekend I was doing some soul searching around the whole relationship and breakup thing. And my heart is still with him, you know. I also noticed that I really have no interest in other men. I can't even imagine right now that I will ever feel the same for anyone? Well, yeah, maybe I do, but I think that still needs a little bit more time. But yesterday, I was really ready to move on at the beginning of this week. You know, I thought, yeah, I'm just done with this whole twin flame thing. You know, I'm making it all up. It's just a lie I tell myself, but it's not bringing me anything. You know, why am I even doing this to myself? So I was sure that was shortly after I instantly manifested myself a really hot and handsome man, you know, no substitute, but I was just playing with manifestation, you know. I just thought to myself, yeah, I'm not interested in other men. I can't even bother to invest my time and energy in them. But if someone comes along who's really hot and handsome and tall, I just love tall men. That maybe would be kind of fun, you know, not for a relationship, but just for fun. And then 12 hours later, I got a message from a really tall and handsome man. So we chatted for a couple of hours off and on, and it was fun, you know, it was a nice instant manifestation. So that also gives me faith again that I do can just manifest everything I want. So then I spoke to one of my girlfriends during my evening walk, and I said to her, you know, the theory with this whole twin flame thing is that if I do the inner work and clean up what I have to clean up, that he comes back, you know, because he has to, because he's my mirror self. And he has to respond to the self-love I feel and to where I'm at, you know, visioning in my life. But I don't know what else to clean up. I'm feeling so happy and whole and my heart is so open. I figure it's just not him, you know, I have to move on. So at that moment, she got terrible hiccups. So she said, why am I all of a sudden getting this? What does that mean? So I said, well, maybe there's a hiccup in my theory. She said, well, I don't know. I can't connect with it yet. But then she said, no, I don't feel it's a hiccup in your theory. Maybe just in the conclusion, you know, that he's not the one. Maybe there's still some stuff you need to clean up before he can come back to you. And yeah, at that moment, her hiccup stopped, you know, that's really funny. And well, since I'm recording this podcast and this vlog is from 2 days ago, I already got some different insights, but that's okay. I will just leave those for another time. That was the moment where I was at when I wrote that blog, you know. And when I came back from my walk, another friend sent me a text message in response to the inner work I did and shared in my Facebook group. And I didn't ask her anything. She just for some reason shared it with me. She shared, Maartje, I still think he's coming back. I don't know why I feel this and I don't know when and how, but it's just a deep inner knowing. So that was kind of like the second sign in an hour that God told me not to move on yet, you know, so to dig a little bit deeper. And I know those signs are a reflection of my belief, you know, so if I shift my belief, I can get a set of different signs. I'm fully aware of that, you know, but that was where I was at back then. So, yeah, and when I wrote that blog, I suddenly saw also where I could go a layer deeper, you know, and I hadn't planned about writing that blog in that way. It just came out that way. The blog was going to be about a couple of people in my life who had a small problem making it into something big. And I wanted to let them see what they could do about it. But suddenly the blog is about this deep disappointment we sometimes have towards life, you know, and for me, towards God. So, and again, I'm going to share this open and honestly, because I noticed that I'm helping a lot of people if I just lay it all out on the table. So it frees people to be themselves and it shows them we all have the same shit to deal with. And of course, you know, how to deal with it and with that shit and not getting stuck in it and, you know, float away in a sea of shit. So I know for me to be able to form a relationship with God, I have to fully trust him and trust myself and life and everyone around me. That's the basics of a relationship, right? Trust. I have to start trusting that God isn't putting me through things and not taking anything from me. But this is, in fact, the shortest route to getting where I want to be. And right now my focus is on making money and manifesting the love of my life. So for you, that could be different things. But on the other hand, we all want money and love, you know. And even if we have it, there is still always this next level and the next desire. So after I wrote this down, I had a session with my coach and I talked to her about this and we did an amazing healing exercise. And after we were done, I meditated some more myself and God showed me exactly what that next level is. It was suddenly all so clear to me why I felt this anger towards what happened to me and also how I can fix it, you know. And of course, I'm going to share that all with you, but I'll save it for the next blog and podcast because I feel I have a lot to share about this and this was already long enough for now. So I wish you a magical day. Keep your eyes out for the sequel. I think I already published it when I published this podcast. So I will speak to you soon. Bye-bye.